USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Ukraine President Zelensky, via a translator, announces he wants a face-to-face meeting with Putin to sort out the war.
Security guarantees and neutrality, the nuclear-free status of our state. We are ready to go for it, he said. And he continued, this is the most important point for the Russian Federation, as far as I recall.
Teams from both countries are meeting in Turkey today with the hopes of reaching an agreement on peace. President Biden announced the largest tax hike in history as part of a $5.8 trillion budget request. The president made a renewed push on Monday for congressional Democrats to overhaul the nation's tax code and dramatically raise rates on corporations and ultra-wealthy Americans. The blueprint for federal spending in fiscal 2023 begins in October. Men's basketball Final Four is on Saturday in New Orleans, Louisiana. USA Radio News.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-444-9336. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-444-9336. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-444-9336. 800-444-9336.
Many parents wanting more control over what is taught to their very young children in school applaud Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis.
Florida Republican Governor Ron DeSantis has signed into law the Parents' Rights in Education Bill. The new law prevents subjects such as sexual orientation and gender identity from being taught in kindergarten through third grade. At a press conference, Governor DeSantis says it also allows parents to be more informed about sensitive subjects being taught in their children's classrooms.
Teachers will be protected against someone from on high, whether in a bureaucracy or in a school board, telling them that they need to do gender bread man, or telling them that they need to talk about things like transgender to a first or second grader.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Russian soldiers who seized the site of Chernobyl drove their tanks without radiation protection through a highly toxic zone called the Red Forest, kicking up clouds of radioactive dust. A Chernobyl employee called it suicidal for the soldiers. USA Radio News.
Are you diabetic and searching for a healthy beverage to enjoy every day? Consider diabetic-friendly and delicious GlucoDown drink mixes. GlucoDown drink mixes are specially enriched with prebiotic fiber, essential vitamins and minerals. There's no sugar or caffeine.
GlucoDown's clinically proven prebiotic fiber helps maintain blood sugar levels in a healthy range, especially after meals.
8 diabetic-friendly, delicious flavors. Shop now at Amazon. Search GlucoDown. That's G-L-U-C-O, down.
The United Nations Chief Secretary General Antonio Guterres has launched an initiative to immediately explore a humanitarian ceasefire in Ukraine in order to allow the delivery of desperately needed aid and pave the way for serious political negotiations to end the month-long war. It should be noted the 193-member UN General Assembly has called for an immediate cessation of hostilities in Ukraine twice, on March 2nd and March 24th, without any positive results. Congresswoman Claudia Tenney, the Republican from New York on Newsmax last night, saying the scramble by Biden administration officials to clarify President Biden's recent remarks about the Russian invasion of Ukraine shows the existence of a shadow government running the country instead of Biden.
You know, when Putin was planning to invade months ago, troops were amassing on the Ukrainian border and he did nothing. We could have done something. He lifted the mandatory sanctions on building Nord Stream 2. He shut off our energy independence. And then we got to the gas just on a brief visit, a few days visit in Poland. Glad that he's putting the NATO allies together. It's something he has to do. But this was on the heels of another gaffe-tastic Kamala Harris visit by the vice president, where she, you know, was turning what they asked her about inflation, and she decided to turn that over to the Polish president instead of realizing that question was for her. So, you know, we have incompetence on almost every level here. And that's why you're seeing this so-called, as you refer to it, as the people behind the scenes. It looks like a shadow government of people that are actually running our government in Washington.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.